Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Hi, everybody. Craig Peters phoning in from Cleveland. Check out on the podcast tomorrow, Carrot Top, and also Robert Patrick on Friday after Robert Patrick. TNTRadioEmpire.com is where you get the podcast and the streaming, all that, or wherever you get your podcast from all the platforms. Please download that. And also, there's a TikTok out there LD puts together. Bits from the show on TikTok. Check them out. There's a new one out there about that car that jumped over, like the Bo and Luke Duke. Yeah.
Cleared the overpass.
Clearing the overpass. Didn't know it, though, because he's probably sleeping at the time. Woke up in the middle. But there's a TikTok out there right now. On our TikTok channel, just Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Born on this date, however dead now, Eddie Van Halen.
Eddie. What a great conversation we have with Valerie Bertinelli.
Yeah, it was. Coca-Cola and Molson Coors teaming up for a new line of alcoholic beverages. They're going to be launching the Simply Spiked Lemonade Variety Pack this summer.
I like vodka and lemonade. What's
strawberry lemonade, watermelon lemonade, blueberry lemonade, classic lemonade.
So it's like a, is it carbonated though? Like a White Claw or is it just lemonade?
Giving you the information I have.
All right. Now we're pimping alcohol. We either shame it or we pimp it. That's what we do.
Or drink it.
Yeah, we definitely do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that sounds like a good mix. But I can already tell you, it needs extra vodka.
Oh, yeah, you got to add vodka to that.
Yeah, canned. I have no interest in a canned vodka drink.
Nope, because it has to have vodka in it.
Yeah. Right. You think they could offer those things in like a regular and an extra strength.
Exactly. You know? Offer it as a double.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Regular and then she won't know.
Right. Now, the customized Moscow Mules in a can we get from Omaha Tap House, they always put enough vodka in there.
Oh, they do?
Well, yeah,
they do.
They know who they're pouring
for. Right, because it's customized.
It's the Todd.
Yeah. And I don't think you can go in there and say, give me a can of Mules. No. Give me a six-pack of Mules.
No.
That's just for me.
And pour them like Todd wants them.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
okay.
They have cocktails to go.
Yeah, they do. They're not customized just for us. They sell them that way, Todd.
Yes, they do.
They in the can?
They don't just can them for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of places started doing that.
They don't just can them for the show. That'd be nice. But yeah.
They're in there at 4 in the morning.
I don't think they get a lot of demand for, like, Moscow Mule.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
But other cocktails
to go,
right,
yeah.
They've been pimping that drink here for 10 years now on the show.
I think they have a fridge full of them.
Nebraska Brewing has the Bloody Marys and the margaritas.
Oh, yeah.
Now, and a lot of places that don't have, like, the canning machines, they just do them in, like, pouches and stuff now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Your cocktails to go.
Well, I've gotten margaritas, like, in big mason jars.
Yeah?
I have to add tequila to those.
And little decanters. Yeah. They give them out in a variety of vessels.
Yeah, the ones I've seen are just, like, they're basically a adult high C, you know,
Yeah, I got a couple. Yeah, they drop some up. I have some in my freezer still.
Yeah,
from this place.
Poke the straw in a little pouch, and there it is. That's it. I'm having a drink today.
I know. I know.
Or the big pouch.
You start talking about it, that's a problem.
I got a big pouch of margaritas a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
I'll get that Simply Lemonade or like the Simply Raspberry Lemonade.
That, yeah. And you put vodka in that.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, this is Simply Spiked Lemonade.
That's what I make.
Probably needs more spiking.
Yeah.
Though, right?
Yeah, that's what this is.
Not spiked enough.
No.
Well, to be fair, I mean,
for regular non-alcoholics,
if these things are a 12-ounce drink with 5% alcohol.
Is that one shot?
That's a beer.
That's a beer.
Yeah.
That's what a beer is.
It's like drinking a beer.
That's 12 ounces of of a drink with 5% alcohol.
I just need more alcohol. Well, that's on me.
Otherwise, but you don't drink a 10% alcohol. I mean, no. A 10% beer.
No, I don't. No.
So if you are if you're in a situation where you want a beer, you could also have this, and you would get the same amount of alcohol.
And if there's not enough in the first one, crack another one.
Right.
Or add vodka to it.
Thank you.
Yeah. But you don't add vodka to a beer.
No, you don't.
I guess is what I'm saying.
No, you don't.
Because a beer is 12 ounces, 5%. Right. That's what these things are.
I have added vodka to a White Claw.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so have I.
You hear that happening a lot.
That's excellent.
Well, those are, you know, watch out for those.
Yeah, if I want 5% alcohol, I'll drink a beer. Otherwise, I'll make my own liquor drink. Yeah.
Millions of people being told to prepare for possible Russian cyber attacks. Homeland Security warning that could happen across the nation, putting everything from hospitals to dams at risk.
Yeah.
Retaliation for, you know, messing around with Ukraine.
Yeah. And, well, whatever.
That'll teach us.
Yeah. Well, we have one old news organization backing Russia right now.
I thought there'd be more people cheering on Russia.
Well, it's Fox, for sure.
Great.
I'm sure Owen and Newsmax is, too. We just don't see those as much.
War just seems, they seem so dumb.
Yep.
Like,
yes.
Why? You would think that with all the technology and the world being small, it's like we're still putting up with it. And they saw something that, like, you know, the Chinese president's trying to be like, oh, wait until after the Olympics. Like, if everybody's gathering, what are you doing? Just stop.
I know.
It's not, and if it leads to a larger conflict, everybody has all these nuclear weapons. It's not leading to a good place.
No, it's not. You know.
What is it good for?
Right.
Now, does it own the libs? You got to ask yourself that. Does cheering for Russia own the libs?
There's that.
But Todd, conservatives have hated Russia our whole lives.
But
until now.
Again, my question to you.
Something changed.
Does it own the libs?
Well, it's going to own us. It's going to own everybody in the United States.
Yeah, but that's all that matters.
Yeah. Cheer for the evil empire because,
Discussion ended. Does it own the libs? Yes. Okay.
Well, because Trump was Putin's bitch, you know?
Drinking Russian vodka as you're watching the news of them invading Ukraine. Why do they want to go to Ukraine? What's there?
Ukraine broke off from them when he wants to take Russia over again.
He wants the USSR back.
Well, Putin does. Putin does.
And they don't want NATO to be there.
Yeah. Well, you're right. It's like it's 1945.
Yeah.
And with all, but everybody's got nuclear weapons. So what's the deal? Nobody's going to do anything.
San Jose, California, now the first city in the United States to require gun owners to carry liability insurance.
Good.
Gun owners will now need to have insurance and pay a yearly gun violence reduction fee. A nonprofit organization will be set up to distribute the yearly fees of up to $35. The fees will go toward education programs for gun owners and their families, including
Second Amendment,
including firearm safety training. There's an idea. Suicide prevention and mental health and addiction services.
Republicans passed something in Wisconsin that wanted to allow 18-year-olds to conceal carry with no permit, and that would mean 18-year-olds in high school could have a gun.
Jesus.
Yeah. I read that, too. It was under the radar. I said, because there are a lot of 18-year-olds in high school. Both my kids will be 18 in senior year.
And don't forget to vote for gun. For governor.
Yeah, gun for governor. Yeah.
And Lieutenant Governor Bible.
Right. No, it's even worse now.
It's an unbeatable
ticket. It's even worse now. I'm not going to get the details because people listen everywhere, but we got two people running. This is hilarious. Two people running for the Republican nomination in our state, and they're battling each other. Well, one of them had the audacity not to have kids. So the other one now is saying you can't be the governor unless you have your own kids. That's happening in this state.
And that helps people.
Yeah.
You know, that addresses the issues in the state.
Yeah, you can't be a leader if you didn't have kids. Are you kidding me? I think you got more free time.
Maybe the guy without kids has like a North Dakota baby out there somewhere. And he can be like, oh, actually, by the way, I do have a kid.
Oh, Todd, coming back at you.
What is the standard issue of a gun for, say, Republican congressmen? Their Christmas cards or their commercials? What guns are used most often?
Well, sometimes you'll see they're with their family, and a lot of times it's automatic weapons. You'll see that. Usually it's deer rifles, but mainly it's automatic weapons.
Usually with a hunting rifle.
I've seen ones with automatic weapons. One congressman, all his kids were holding automatic weapons.
Yeah, the whole family had the AR-15s.
Yeah, if it's the whole family, I think you need the ARs.
Yeah.
But if it's just you in the field trying to, you know, exemplify your conservative values, you just need like the hunting rifle.
That's a shotgun.
And those kids didn't have a shot, too. They're growing up in that household. They had no shot. They're just going to be horrible kids. We post for our Christmas cards with automatic weapons.
You have to.
That's for Jesus, right, Craig?
You have to.
Didn't Jesus have an automatic weapon?
As far as I know.
Yeah,
he did.
Certainly wasn't manual.
I heard he could turn a slingshot into an automatic weapon.
No, if you're a Republican congressman and you didn't pose with a rifle, shotgun, handgun,
well,
something.
Well, in a red state, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. You're odd. You were the odd man out. Yeah, now it's...
I'm voting gun.
It's required practice. If you do a TV commercial, it has to at some point, you know, in your series of ads.
Gun and my kids. That guy doesn't have any kids.
And then, of course, your Christmas cards, any kind of greeting card.
That guy,
you have to be
posed
with a gun. It used to be a Trans Am, but now it's a gun.
Yeah, it's like a 1940s line of attack.
Yeah. I know.
And it looks like the Jaguars are going to be hiring Byron Leftwich.
Yeah, he was a star there, and he's a good offensive coordinator. That might be, you know.
That always works out.
And Tampa Bay might lose their defensive coordinator, too. Yeah.
You can always go home.
Right.
Works every time.
Yeah.
Well, he knows where the stadium is.
Byron's got to take that gig. There's not many gigs for black coaches. Take it. And he's going to. Good for him.
Yeah, he knows all the good restaurants around the stadium.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, he'll be set.
Yeah.
Can't fail.
Story out of England, I believe, from Metro. A student had his nipples.
I saw this headline.
Frozen off in a dare.
Man, if I lose my nipples, I'm done. I'm gone. I love my nipples.
Life's not even worth living.
You can't live without them?
I can't live without my nipples.
Super cold and chisel them off.
I'm sort of liquid nitrogen
or something. You're damn close, Todd.
That's pretty much
dry ice?
That's pretty much
damn close. Yeah. Here's the thing.
Freeze dry.
The dare
saw... You put them to a pole. No,
the dare saw a classmate empty what I believe was an aerosol can, some kind of can of deodorant, onto each of the boy's nipples and then flicked off... The nipple.
Ow!
The propellant that gets that crap out is super cold.
It is.
Yeah. The then 15-year-old, now 19, who asked not to be named, told the Liverpool Echo that he said, at first it's just cold, not really a big thing. Then it starts to burn, and you're just there waiting for it to finish. Then the boy that was actually freezing his nipples for him... He said he flicked both the nipples, and that's when the nipples just fell off.
Well, that sounds kind of like the treatment they use on warts.
That's what he says.
It is. He says,
have you ever seen a wart? It was exactly like that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
For
what
his nipple.
But you want your nipples. You
what
don't
they
want
have
a
in
wart.
Their little freezer can.
He said it hurt. It was like raw exposed skin because it was, I guess.
Well, yeah, what's behind a nipple?
Raw exposed skin.
Just regular skin.
Well, I guess not skin. Yeah. But
boobs.
Behind the nipple.
Right.
The TLC story.
He said he was in German class just sitting, and his nipples are now gone. He said he was just chilling. And then
chilling. That's a great word for it,
right.
too.
He said he's just chilling, and people are like, dude, your shirt is bleeding.
Oh, God. Kids,
He said his German teacher actually stopped the lesson and was like, what's going on? Do you need to go to the nurse? And he's like, nah, fine. He said he'd do it again if he was back in school in the changing room there. He said he put himself in this position because he accepted the dare. Now that he looks back on it, it's stupid.
Right.
It happened, and now he's got no nipples.
He's living life.
I got no nipples.
So does regular skin just grow in where the nipple was, or scar tissue?
Did not give any pictures of the
flat area. Yeah, you
know. Of the area at this point.
Right. So. Except that I realize we accept dares as kids, but that's a dumb one. Freeze your nipples. How about I just drink, I don't know, 5 beers real quick.
Next time you go shirtless, they're going to laugh at you.
Right.
It wasn't even a bet.
Hey,
it wasn't making money.
Just a dare.
Just a dare.
Where are your nipples? Looks like you're missing your nips, Jim. Yeah.
You see that kid that ran onto the field during the Chiefs-Bills game?
Yeah, who was he, by the way?
Some kid from the stands, and his friend had he's like, $1,000, you don't run down there. And then
he gets leveled, and he's probably kicked out of the stadium forever.
Hey,
probably.
I bet you he didn't get the $1,000.
That kid ain't paying him. That kid's not paying him.
Welched on him. Yeah, we should find that guy. Find out if he got paid. If not, we'll go after.
I realize anybody needs $1,000, but not for that. He's kicked out of Arrowhead probably for life. You know?
Oh yeah.
That was a big part of that game too. I mean, what if suddenly they had to call a timeout or something there, and what if the Chiefs would have lost because of that? I mean, it didn't happen, but he
would have been there, Bartman.
Exactly. Yeah.
I would do that just to get kicked out of Arrowhead for life.
Yeah.
Somebody dragged me down there. That's the first thing I do is storm the field. Sorry, you're kicked out for life. That and then the next time somebody tries to drag me to a Chief game, I can't go. I'm kicked out for life.
Same with Lincoln, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Run out of Lincoln. They love us there anyway. Lincoln does, but not Memorial Stadium.
Or just don't go in the first place.
Right. Yeah, but this way you have an excuse. I can't go. I'm legally not allowed to go to Arrowhead.
Because Todd always goes places he doesn't want to go.
No, but work might come up with something.
We're
going to give away a trip to the Husker game. We're going to away a trip to the Chiefs.
With Wichita involved, right? Oh, the Chiefs, right?
I'm kicked out of both stadiums. Can't go.
I'm joining you.
Yeah, we should just get that out of the way.
If I don't see the inside of either one of those stadiums ever again, it'll be too soon.
It's a preemptive strike.
Right.
Just run on the field and, attack the mascot.
Yeah.
Go kick the mascot's ass.
I'd rather just hump one of the cheerleaders, but that's probably sexual assault.
Yeah, that's probably going to get you some real jail time.
Yeah, you might not be going anywhere for a while after that.
Yeah, that's true. That's sexual assault.
I would just get in.
Yeah.
I would dance.
Thanks for reminding me of that.
Yeah. That's all I'd do.
You would get dancing. Some guy would level you then. Then your leg gets busted again. What happened? I'd ask you that question. What happened?
Tell us later. Yeah.
But I just explained.
That's what it was? They talked to that kid? $1,000?
There's a video of him in the stands.
Oh, before he runs out there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, see, now I'm curious if he got paid or not, because I'm guessing he did.
No way. His buddy doesn't have $1,000 to give him.
No. Might as well have said, I'll give you $10
million. Right. Yeah, he looked like he was early 20s.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd say Venmo me first.
Yeah.
Then I'll run.
Venmo the $1,000 right now, I'll do it.
Actually,
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. But I think I'd want the $1,000 plus bail.
Yeah, Venmo me above that, right.
Yeah, they probably didn't work out that arrangement.
And he was
how high was he?
Upper deck.
And he comes in through the end zone, right?
Yeah, so he had to make
upper
his
deck.
Way through the
whole
so he had a lot of
he
time.
He had time to think about it. He had to be drunk. He had to be drunk.
Oh, totally.
Did they take
point
you to jail?
Yeah.
You go to jail?
I'd imagine, because I think he mentions that in his video. I'd be in the whatever
it's trespassing.
County.
They got to process you. They probably let him out that night, but they process him. Right.
But I'm just saying, if he actually got the $1,000, most of that probably went to the Kansas City Police Department.
Right. He ain't getting that money. His dumbass buddy ain't paying him anything.
Again, he could have Venmo'd him or PayPal'd him ahead of time if he was smart.
Yeah, dude's not smart.
Yeah, I don't think there's anybody smart in this equation.
No.
And you're saying the guy with him had $1,000 to Venmo anyway.
If he were smart.
At that age, nobody's got $1,000 laying around. You're 22 years old. Who's got $1,000 laying around?
Well, it's from his seat.
Nobody.
It would have taken him a long time. He would have had to go through all these concourses.
And think about it.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a Chief fan, first of all. So that's dumb to begin with. Sorry, Nick.
Oh, and Bud Light was doing the thinking at that point.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. From the video, he was either really drunk and one of his eyes was shooting in the other direction.
Oh, I haven't seen it. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so
it might have been hard for him to focus.
So he might have been dumb to begin with. I got it.
So he might not have seen Terrell Diggs coming?
So he might not have. Yeah.
Or Stephon Diggs.
Stephon Diggs.
Did he travel for that, or was he a Kansas City resident? You know, he could be.
I don't know.
Could be from Omaha. Could be from Wichita. Could be from anywhere. You know.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A South Central Pennsylvania town.
That's exactly my territory, Craig. Where is it?
Chambersburg.
Yeah, it's right there.
Has become the first municipal authority in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
I think you take the 81 to Chambersburg.
Yep, you do.
To repeal protections for residents against discrimination based on their sexual orientation, ethnicity, or gender identity.
Right. It's a redneck town, obviously. Jesus.
It wasn't always.
No.
But now it is. Yeah. 7-3 majority vote. The Chambersburg Borough Council repealed the ordinance. So
I'm telling you, man, DeSantis just said in Florida he doesn't want elementary school kids to be taught anything, not just about transgender, gays. They're going after gays again.
Chambersburg is the first among 70 Pennsylvania municipalities that have enacted LGBTQ inclusive laws to revoke them.
Jesus.
These laws were first enacted 4 months ago.
If you don't know somebody that's gay, a family member or a friend, you do, by the way.
Then it's you.
Yeah, then it's you. Right. That's right.
Of about 60 people who spoke, only 5 or 6 were in favor of repealing the ordinance.
Jesus.
But the council,
the haters show up. The haters show up.
But the councilman, Bill Everly, said, so if we don't repeal this ordinance, who's to say if another special interest group will come forward?
Who's to say?
Special interest?
Yeah.
How about you can't kick somebody out of renting a house because they're gay?
Groups. No, 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 no. You want to be able to kick people out of their house.
If they're gay. Or black.
For whatever
black
reason
or Latino.
You want to.
Right.
Or brown.
Or brown.
Don't need a reason. Look at them.
White people, you suck. Well, white religious people. This is religious based for sure. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's all fear.
Of gays to this day.
A lot of the dudes that are scared of the gay people are scared because they want to make out with dudes.
Of course they do. Any of you homos, touch me. I kill you.
Right. After I grab your ass and stuff.
Right.
And stuff. Please define stuff.
You didn't say stuff.
And Nick knows that just because you got married and had some kids, you can still come out.
Yeah. Yes.
It happens. It's fine.
Mark will be on the show sometime this summer.
Yeah, hopefully he'll come back this way and we'll have him back here in the studio.
Come on back.
Yeah, yeah. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.